and take over all the police. That's why we have to fight that with nonviolence. That's what I've been saying. The only way to stop all of this violence is for us to have a real civil rights movement again. You know, the civil rights movement is a Republican movement. Harriet Tubman was a Republican. You know, Booker T. Washington was a Republican. Sojourner Truth was a Republican. Frederick Douglass was a Republican. Martin Luther King was Republican before he went communist. His daddy was Republican all his life. The civil rights movement is a Republican movement. And the Democrats are such thieves, liars, and devils, and killers. They want to try to take that from us. But we're taking it back. That's where we're leading a new conservative, nonviolent, peaceful civil rights movement.
I got to ask you, because the president made a major crime speech just a couple of days ago, and in it he said, what we need to do is send more resources, not less resources, to our police departments around the country in big cities and small. Doesn't that run counter to this defund the police thing that we've been hearing about?
The Democrats know that's the problem. I talked about it with you last week, Kevin, the 1994 crime bill. We got to just stick to the facts. It was Joe Biden who wrote it. So he cannot possibly fix it without talking. Bill Clinton signed it and went before the black NAACP of colored people, or people of color, and said, I'm sorry, black folks, for locking up one-third of the black men. And then the black colored Socialist Democrat women said, that's okay, and voted for Hillary and Biden. So this is where we at in America. It's a small group. The black people are only 12% of the population. And the Democrat Socialist women is not all black women. They can't be no more than 3% of the population making a whole bunch of decisions. And they hate black men. So that's their weakness. All we need to do is bring in more black men of faith. And who, I don't care. A lot of black men get out the penitentiary. They want peace. They don't want any more violence. And so Joe Biden can't do anything or talk about it when even the suck-up Democrats know he's the one that caused this problem. That's why they shut up. They all suck-ups. That's why they can't debate. That's why they're scared of people like me. I got AIDS in history. Most of them is stupid.
More coming up with Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress, CD1. He is a politician. He's a comedian. He's a civil rights leader. He's a homeless activist. He is all of the above. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, at least it's not raining today, right? As we take a look at the traffic cam, several crashes working right now. Ann Road at US 95, looks like a vehicle heading in the wrong direction there. Also, a crash Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. You're bumper to bumper there. Also very slow on that transition as you leave US 95 to merge over to Interstate 15 southbound. You are pretty much socked in as you work your way through there, and there's no way out either. You just have to wait till you can get out of that that transition bridge. Slow flows on the 15 northbound at Spring Mountain, south at Sahara, and you'll touch the brakes 215 east at St. Rose.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
An incredibly disappointing finish to the season for the Vegas Golden Knights. They lose the Stanley Cup semifinal against the Montreal Canadiens 4-2, losing Game 6 yesterday by a 3-2 score. Riley Smith and Alec Martinez scoring for the Golden Knights. Each of those goals tied it up after Montreal had a one-goal lead. Robin Lehner got the start in goal. He makes 29 saves, but the game goes to overtime, and he gives up the game winner. And now the season, it has come to an end. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they are back in action this evening as they play at Minnesota. The Aces currently sit with a record of 10-3. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Gauge that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
Ooh, I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But you cruise through challenges. You need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Joining me, Jesse Turner, congressional candidate in CD1. Derek Chauvin, the former Minnesota cop who was convicted of murder of George Floyd, gets 22 and a half years. He can be out in 15 with good behavior. And the family and others had hoped for the maximum, which was 40 years. Others, the prosecutors, they were asking for 30 years. He gets 22 and a half. Was justice served? And do you think this is finally going to put this to rest? Will the mob finally go home?
Well, to tell you the truth, I see things through the eyes of a black American man who grew up in South Central L.A. So just the fact that he was convicted, if they gave him one day, is a victory for black Americans. You know, the problem is not that George Floyd or Chauvin was sentenced. The problem is that they're using it as a political weapon. And so what makes me sad as a black American is our death is just political weapon. So no, it's not going to ever be over because black death is a weapon that they use. People just don't understand how much the Democrat communist black women hate black men to the point where they said, we are the party of the black woman. And they threw black men, black families, black uncles, black grandfathers, everybody to the side and said it to America. Like I always say, if they said we're the party of just the Hispanic women, America would say these people are nuts. If they say we're just the party of Asian women, they would see how heartless these communists are. But we're kind of looking over that they had enough nerve to say we're the Democrat party of the black women, probably one-third of the population who's so dependent on the government that they went communist and turned on their own race.
Let me just ask you, though. There were a lot of people that saw this George Floyd thing as groundbreaking. And I'm curious how George Floyd's death has changed America, and has it changed it for the better or for the worse?
Well, for black people, just a conviction, because the truth is the history is there's been very few convictions. I saw Eric Garner get murdered on TV. But with the whole defund police and the socialists taking over, anything black people do, It's very hard for black people to get justice when a communist jump right in and say, hey, you know, Black Lives Matter. That's a communist movement filled with white people who are socialists and don't care anything about black people. So until we get real black civil rights leaders, not like these fake Jesse Jackson or these fake Reverend Al Sharptons and these dummies who call themselves civil rights leaders but are sold out to communism, black people can't progress. That's why more and more black men and black families are joining the conservative movement. That's why I have so many people joining my campaign of peace and nonviolence and real civil rights. I didn't put civil rights leader on my card as like just something to say nice. A real civil rights leader leads civil rights in the Republican Party. And we have to get drop the guns. We got to be, you know, Lori Lightfoot didn't already put white people in the back of the bus. And where do you think black Republicans go? We don't even get on the bus no more. And these are black communist women. At least y'all get to go to the back of the Lori Lightfoot bus.
That is
for everybody down in America.
Let me just ask you, because I've had debates with my African American friends, and one of the things that to me has always stuck out is the fact that we give people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton a microphone, a platform to use, and really it's our fault for giving them the platform when we don't really have to do that, do we?
Well, it is our fault for giving people who think they're African Americans or they've never been lived in Africa. They stupid. I'm a black American, and it's a big difference between an African American. The problem with the Republican Party is they want a bunch of African Americans to vote for them that's never been to Africa and couldn't find Africa on the map. They want a bunch of people that's so stupid to be called colored people or people of color, which is colored people backwards, so they're colored people. But black Americans don't fall for that. So black Americans love America. They just had a study that just said 70% of black Americans have faith that America is going to be better. But only 40% of young white kids who have so much privilege don't believe that. No, it's a big difference between colored people of color and African Americans and black Americans that's descended of slaves. And we keep giving the microphone to a bunch of dumb people who think they're from Africa.
Let me just ask you, in our final couple of minutes, the gains that Republicans have made with outreach into the African-American community. Do you see this as continuing? Do you see this as a continuing trend?
Hell no. All the gains that the Republicans made came through Trump. If you look at the numbers, we weren't making no traction with people like Romney and Bush and all of them. Trump did the right thing. He threw them to the curb, and then he said the greatest thing black people ever wanted to hear. Black unemployment is as low as it's been since slavery. That's a winning ticket every single time. There's no chance you'll ever see dingbat number 46, Biden, or his clone dummy, Harris, come up and say black unemployment is low since anything. Trump brought a lot of black people to the party. That's why they hated him so much. You know, if you look at the numbers, and so unless we keep this movement going where more black people is following his lead behind the Bible of faith and nonviolence and having Riley, every time we see a picture of Republican, it's the same thing, January the 1st. They play it over and over again in a loop. That's not us. Republicans have a protest, and it's so peaceful, you won't even see a gum wrapper on the ground. Democrats have a protest, and they shoot up half the neighborhood, loot everything that has a window to it. And what they've done now is put us in a position where we can't rally in peace no more. We can't go. We need to be back in Washington, peacefully, on our knees, thanking God that God bless America and let them see that image. But we have leaders in our party who's willing to let the Democrats run the same image of us over and over again, like that defines us. But we have hundreds of videos of Democrats doing violence, but they only need one of us. All we have to do is fix this, is to go back in force, in peace, and not violence, and get on our knees as families and show them who we are, and get up and pick up every piece of paper and say, film that, run that on the loop. And that's how we defeat them. And I guarantee Trump was leading the way when he put that Bible up. And if we pick up the movement and move in that direction, I guarantee victory.
In order to achieve victory, you've got to beat Dina Titus. You've got to survive a primary. Has anybody else declared, by the way, for CD1?
I've been doing this a long time. I helped Mary Perry run for District 1, and they didn't help her. I didn't just jump out of the scene or get up out of the couch. I've been involved in Republican Party. Michael McDonald, everybody know who I am. I'm not like this guy here. They never wanted District 1. When I got on the scene, I said, hey, we need to take District 1. It flipped everything. They was like, shut up. You ain't supposed to be talking. I've been attacked by Republicans and everything for wanting to take District 1. They never helped any candidate. And every year, Deena Titus run unopposed. We put up a candidate, and they put up unopposed. Now she's got a real politician, a union member. I got more union support. I have more black support. I actually can beat her. I actually really can beat her. So I wish somebody would try to primary me. What are they going to say? We don't want to win? I'm out to take it. Everybody's talking about take America back. We have to take it back in the arena of ideas, and I'm willing to take. I'm taking District 1. I'm not asking for Michael McDonald's or the Republican Party passive-aggressive resistance to help me. I'm taking. And the Republicans need to take that attitude, because you can't say we're going to take America back unless we're going to take it back district at a time.
One district
at a time.
One district at a time. I like that philosophy. What can folks do to help you? What is it that you need at this early juncture of the campaign?
Listen to the Kevin Ross show. Right in, because the great Kevin Ross gave me the arena like Rush. Support the arena of debates and ideas. Go to Jesse Turner for MV District 1. And go to my, I'm organizing nonviolent conservative marches and nonviolent here in Nevada conservative rallies, so you can get some new pictures of how we really are. So support this nonviolent conservative movement led by President Trump when he stood out there with that Bible, because there's nothing else left to say about that. And that's leaders like me who's coming along and saying, hey, we can beat this fake image of us. Put down the guns. If you feel like you need to come out with a gun and like you are in Iraq and courage to take over some village, you probably got PTSD or something. You need help. Go seek help. Because in the arena where Rush Limbaugh set up, we can kick their butt any day, any time, any place. The idea of ideology where we're a shining light on the hill, we can always win. You can go to my Twitter, too, at Jesse Turner for NV District 1, and you'll see I have nationwide support. So people all over the country are talking about, yeah, this is the right way. You know, I don't know about the leadership. Rhoda McDonald and them, people's right there and say, get on board. She could take over the idea if she wants to.
Well, I'm telling you, you are taking CD1 by storm. And again, folks can reach you where?
You can reach me every Friday on the Great Kevin Wall Show. Start right then. Say we need a Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, my God. I just love it. Jesse, always good. Have a great weekend, my friend. We will
God
talk soon.
God bless you and God bless America.
There you go. Jesse Turner joining us. And the business card is so big. The important part is he's trying to unseat Deena Titus, and I think that's a great idea. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Coming up in a little bit later on in the show, we're going to get a chance to visit with Mark Hutchison, founding partner at Hutchison Stephan, and a former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but we're going to talk about the 4th of July because it's coming up. And a lot of folks, in fact, we're going to be off next Friday with Pat Casale. We'll be filling in, and it's going to be a lot of fun talking about the 4th of July and Independence Day and talking about all the good stuff that goes with throwing another shrimp on the Barbie. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/LOVE.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Greg met his mother at their weekly dinner spot. She was about 15 minutes late because she took a wrong turn. They chatted through the meal, and she mentioned that she stopped playing cards with her friends. After eating, she excused herself and asked directions to the ladies' room. Greg missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of memory loss that disrupts daily life, difficulty finding a familiar location, and withdrawal from social activity. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Learn the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of the signs of Alzheimer's disease or another dementia? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In a very serious week, it was one of the more humorous points made by Sean Hannity. This is cut one because he attacked the New York Times and CNN's Brian Stelter. This was amazing stuff from last night's Hannity show on Fox News Channel. Let's go to cut one. Go.
This, according to a new Reuters poll, the U.S. now ranks dead last in media trust. By the way, that's because of the media mob. The New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, CBS, NBC, fake news, CNN, and MSDNC, and pretty much the rest of the media. And by the way, because you're all new Green Deal socialists, you have an agenda. You're not the journalist you claim to be. Stop pretending. It's time to own who you are. Own it. Own your truth. The Times propagated an actual hoax. They did it for years, as did these other outlets. In the case of the New York Times, they have Pulitzer Prizes for their efforts. So the other question we have for you, Maggie Haberman, Ben Smith, Dean Baquette, if you had any decency, any honor, you and your colleagues would give back what is a phony Pulitzer Prize. Will you do it now? One last question. Will you do the right thing at the New York Times? Will you give the Pulitzer Prizes back? We're not holding our breath. Now, of course, CNN's Humpty Dumpty, whose real job is to be Mr. Potato Head Jeff Zucker's stenographer, well, he will not be holding his colleagues in the media mob accountable. It's like this blue checklist cult. You know, it's they live in their isolated fake news media bubble. And I'll tweet your article that's fake if you tweet my fake article. He has more important things to do, like stalking yours truly and watching Fox News 24/7. Now, recently, poor Humpty, he had to take some time away from watching Fox. He went on his nationwide book tour for his re-released anti-Trump, anti-Fox diatribe. I'm told a whopping 13 brand new chapters. Wow, a lot of work. Now, unfortunately, sad news for Humpty tonight, because despite numerous national TV appearances,